Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah,
let's catch up. I got a real estate deal. I'm taking to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. Tonight, back at the studio again, glad to have him here, Mark and Mary Wartman, a couple of top producers in our region for real estate sales, over 100 sales in the past year, 30-plus listings currently with At Properties, and I understand congratulations are in order because At Properties just became the number one real estate offices. There are two in New Buffalo and St. Joe in the region.
In Berrien County, which is great. It's excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last year, you were number one for lake frontage and high-end stuff and number two mm-hmm. overall, and you've just moved to number one with, well, you guys have 100 sales in the past year.
We helped contribute.
Every 3 days, you're having a closing, essentially.
We try.
I like that.
No, At Properties has done an excellent job coming into Michigan here with the agents that are working with them and the total marketing approach and their package. So it's a pleasure to work with a great company like that, and they continue to grow, and they're one of the fastest growing real estate firms in the United States, so they're doing it great.
Yeah, based out of Chicago and number one in Chicago for
in Chicago land now. It used to be just the Loop. Now they're moving out into the suburbs.
The suburbs as well.
Yeah.
So if you're listening in Chicago, you just need to move here, and then you can commute from here, and it's quicker than this.
And Mark and Mary will take care of
it. Cell phone numbers?
269-208-1753.
And mine is 269-876-2929.
And what's the website? mwartman.com.
mwartman.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Normally, I'd be a little more prepared than that, but...
You've been too busy.
Yeah, it just exploded. You know, we crossed into June and now graduations are mostly over and I got to have a house now. And all the people who were looking in April and May and maybe the inspections didn't go well and the, you know, a lot of transactions fell through because of that. Now they found something. And again, the Fed's raising the prime rate again. There's some other interest rate concerns in the market because the Federal Reserve is about to sell $4.5 trillion worth of U.S. Treasury bonds, which they had been buying to keep rates low. Folks have been very busy making sincere offers and following through and getting houses fixed.
Well, it's definitely an interesting time. Everybody talks about how wonderful the business is and real estate in Southwest Michigan this year, but it's definitely a cyclical thing. You know, every you go 2 weeks, everybody's busy, busy, busy. Then it slows down. There's no inventory. Now we're at a point where a lot of things are closing. So everybody's real busy at the title company and we're seeing a lot of new houses coming on the market. So there's actually more inventory now than there was 2 months ago. And it's kind of a reaction to what we've seen this spring. So there's some great opportunities out there.
Well, and on the buying side, that first couple of weeks after there's a purchase agreement, the inspections are being done. If you got well and septic, that's being done. If you're a manufactured home, there's some other things being done. And the lenders, no matter who they are trying to gather all the docs and paperwork together. And that takes up so much of your time, both on the realtor side and the lender side, that then all of a sudden you get that 2 week lag because you're not out looking for new business.
Well, what Mary and I tell a lot of people is our work starts when we get the offer because we do so much behind the scenes to make sure that things come together, we keep it together, and you know everybody wants to sit at the closing table. So we spend a lot of time making sure that everything goes together properly, and none of us like surprises at the closing table, and we take pride in making sure that everything is ready to go.
Yeah, there's so many other pieces involved. For example, I had to reach out this morning. We have a closing on the 26th, and all we're waiting for to get cleared to close is the preliminary closing disclosure and the closing protection letter from the title company.
Oh, my goodness.
You gave us the title work 2 weeks ago. Where's these other pieces?
Yeah.
You know, and of course, you don't have that issue with every title company, and I'm not naming names, but.
The most important thing to remember is for the consumer, what they need to know is they have to work with good agents that understand the process and good mortgage people that understand the process, and then it becomes very easy.
Right. Mm-hmm. I have an FHA transaction, for instance, where the buyers, and they've owned homes before, but they're like, do we need an order, an FHA inspection, you know, in addition to, for instance, the appraisal? And he's a builder for a living, project manager account, builder kind of person. So he doesn't need to do, he doesn't need some third party inspector to come through the house. And so that was, but it was just a quick explanation to say, no, your appraisal these days on an FHA or rural development or VA is that inspection,
That's good.
Because they have to ensure that, you know, all the furnace and water heater, those things, the electrical, the mechanicals are all working right. And folks, sometimes even if they have bought houses before, don't know, but they need to ask the good question.
Yeah, so true, because they don't do it every day.
Let's take a quick break and take care of some of that radio side of business that pays the bills. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about, you guys are seeing a new trend of designers coming in to look at the house with interior designers, that is, with the home buyers before they make an offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk about that in a minute.
Our website again is mwortman.com, mwortman.com. Mary's cell phone is 269-208-1753, and Mark's is 269-876-2929. You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate from Ant Properties, the number one office, two offices actually, but the number one for sales in Berrien County in real estate now, and offices in New Buffalo and St. Joe. Mark and Mary Wortman, the website is mwortman.com, and Mary's cell phone 208-1753. Mark's is 876-2929. And some of this, I think, has to do with a lot of your lakefront and larger, we're not talking about an $80,000 RD home in Hartford here thing, but you're seeing home buyers bringing interior designers with them when they're looking at houses.
Yeah, absolutely. We see it more on the, like you said, the higher end homes. And I think one of the things that's driving this, you know, 10 years ago, these buyers would have been building.
Yeah.
And they would have built the house that they wanted. The cost to build has been prohibitive for a number of people. So what we're seeing is people coming in buying existing homes because they love the location. They like the house, but there's some things they want to change with the house. So they are bringing designers in with them, either when they're making an offer or right after the offer is accepted, to get started on redoing and remodeling the house.
The other side of that cost of building yourself, and we are seeing some more construction loans overall, but after the collapse, so many builders fell out of the business that if you want a good quality builder, they'll say, yeah, we'll build that house for you. We can start in August of 2018.
So true. You have to wait.
So, and if you've got a great house with a good existing foundation and structure to it, and maybe you want to move some walls.
Yeah.
Or add another bathroom, whatever it may be.
It's not hard to do.
No.
No.
Yeah, Mary's working with a buyer that purchased or is in the process of purchasing a house in downtown St. Joe. Great location, view of the lake, older house, and the interior designer is in there looking at making changes, looking at colors, looking at flooring, looking at all the different things that need to be done to bring it up to today's standards, which this is really exciting because 5 years ago, designers probably weren't doing as much as they are today.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and local designer for
absolutely.
That?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a Lake Boulevard house, correct? Is that
yes.
the house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, going to be a great second home for him for a while and then probably the retirement home before too many years.
Great location.
Down the road.
Mm-hmm. Nice house.
And that didn't have any you know, sometimes for on the lender side, for instance, you're talking in the, when you're on Lake Boulevard, you got to be talking in the half million, sometimes up to a million.
Yeah.
That sometimes appraisers don't want to do those because they figure it's hard to comp out to find the comparable sales. But in that case, I don't think it was at all.
No. They were able to find a lot of homes that fit the bill for an appraisal.
Yeah.
St. Joe's been busy. Area. Yeah. St. Joe's been super busy. So there's a lot of comps.
I had a friend, former client on Matthew Court, who's going to go do a refinance right now.
Mm.
And their houses in their neighborhood are essentially just flying off the market. And those tend to be in the 300 plus kind of range.
Yeah. Yeah. They sell quickly and usually multiple offers.
So, have you run into any situations where after inspections, and we don't have to talk about the specific property or client, but there have been some counter negotiations that were successful?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And that's how it is nowadays. You go back and forth after the home inspection. That's pretty normal. The home inspectors are getting to the point where they look at every darn thing. They can spend the whole day at the house. So,
profitable for them, but.
Yeah, they really look it over good. They open and shut every window. They climb on the roof. It's amazing what they do. You know, back probably 30, 40 years ago, it was buyer beware because you didn't have home inspections and you just hoped that the seller would tell you if there was something wrong with the house, which many times they didn't do.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have one like that. No, we never had water in the basement. And a month after we closed, the first massive rainstorm, we had 3 inches of water across the entire basement floor.
I think that happened to us, too.
Well, even today, there's a lot of people that think for sale by owner is the right way to go, and the buyers are not protected. And it is pretty scary. I work with a lot of people that'll come to me a year to 3 years later after they got this great deal for sale by owner, and they're not happy, and they're looking at making a move. So, you really have to make sure you're being protected when you're buying a house.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, and in our case, now there are some folks who would get litigious after something like that because I have a disclosure that you signed that said there's never water in the basement. Now, in our case, it had been the fourth or so house that we've owned. We went, we need covers over the window wells and the grating for the drainage needs to go down away from the house.
Right. Right. And you took care of it.
Other than a backup sewer, have never had a problem since. And that was only because the drainage pipes going out to the middle of the road 60 feet away had not been routed recently.
So we
$75
come,
later.
We see that all the time. Pretty normal.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's take another quick break. And then you have, again, some phenomenal listings for both of you. Over 100 sales in the past year, 30 plus listings right now, and a wide variety of where they're at and some phenomenally beautiful homes. Mary's phone number is 269-208-1753. The website is mwortman.com, WORTMAN.com. And Mark's cell phone is 269-876-2929. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace in the studio from the number one broker in the region at Properties, Mark Wortman and Mary Wortman. Over 100 sales in the past year, so there's just, you guys don't have enough experience, I don't think.
That's great. That's funny.
Currently 30 plus listings. The website is mwortman.com. Mary's cell phone is 208-1753. Mark's 876-2929. And when I was looking through some of your current listings that we haven't already talked about, boy, 13173 Flynn Road in Sawyer just jumps right out as an amazing property. $1.35 million is the listing price. Four bedrooms, four full baths, 5,300 square feet above grade.
Yeah, it's a fabulous house. It sits on about 2 acres of land. It is one of those houses that if you have a very large family, you could probably sleep 20 people in there and not bump into them. It is just a really, really cool house. And then on top of that, you have a very large in-ground pool. I think it's 22 by 40 in the back. I mean, it's massive. Mm-hmm. So it's a perfect place for either year-round or second home. And it's very private. And it got a gate around it, and it's just really cool place.
Being down in Sawyer, again, second home, sure, but that's easily a place where you could move the family And commute into Chicago when you need to if you're not working remotely. So many of us work out of our houses these days.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a home office.
And you got a great brewery there, too. So. Yeah. Well,
slightly growing. phenomenal landscaping on that house as well. Center island in the kitchen.
Hardwood floors throughout. It's every bedroom, with the exception of one, has a suite arrangement with a full bath, which is very nice.
And you're only a couple of miles from Lake Michigan?
That's right. And plus, you've got an indoor hot tub, sauna, and it's just a great place to be.
Oh, sounds like a Chicago Bear maybe needs that. I don't know if the Cubber White Sox are doing that well. The Bears may not do that well this year either, but if you want to see it, and please, not if you're just a tire kicker who wants to skip. If you want to see the pictures, you can go online and see all the amazing pictures of the house. But if you're a serious buyer, call Mark, 876-2929, or Mary at 8208-1753, because it is a phenomenal property. And I would expect you'll be, before we get through this summer,
that'll be sold. Gone.
Yep.
Go on, stretch out a little bit, because your listings spread from Three Rivers, for instance, up to South Haven and back over down to New Buffalo, and 2294 Colony Bay Drive in Cassopolis. Listing price is $590, 1,800 square feet, three bedrooms, two full baths. Tell me about this one.
Well, the most important thing to understand on this one is it's on Diamond Lake, which in itself is a pretty spectacular place to be, largest lake in our area. But the house is cool. It's one level, ranch style living. It's got great views, about 50 foot of frontage, and it's just for Diamond Lake. That is a well-priced home. Oh, a great place to be.
Yeah, Diamond Lake is just gorgeous too. And property price was ranges there well above this range. Beautiful deck on the back leading out to the, you know, the backyard with a picnic table or however, sitting on the water too.
And it's all open. It's got granite in the kitchen. That screened in porch on the front is wonderful. It has a big pole barn in the back that you can put your boats in. So,
or your cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very big.
Built in 1993. Listing price is $590. The address is 2294 Colony Bay Drive in Cassopolis. And as you said, waterfront on Diamond Lake. Mm-hmm. Let's drop back down to New Buffalo, because this becomes highly affordable in the, say, near first-time home buyers and a great school district as well. Or again, second home if you're coming over from Chicago or live in New Buffalo, commute to Chicago. 18722 Parkview Drive. $193,000. You've got three bedrooms, a full bath, 2,000 square feet. Upstairs, is it bi-level?
It is a bi-level. It's finished on both levels, so there's actually quite a bit of living space in this house with a nice walkout. The lower level is actually almost above ground, so it's a very, very interesting house, and it has a lot of space in it. The current owners, they live there full time. She runs a beauty shop out of the lower level. And so if somebody locally wanted to run a little business out of there, they could definitely do that. It is zoned residential. However, they will remove everything out of there, and it could be another family room or another bedroom. So,
yeah. 1974, this is standard 1974 type construction, but great landscaping. And it looks like there's been some updates from 1974.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Plus, the setting is like a park out there. The neighbors are not close to you, so you can sit on that back deck there and really, really enjoy the scenery. It's nice.
How do you get to Parkview Drive?
Parkview Drive is off of US 12 there. It's just west of the downtown area. So
oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You're within five minutes of New Buffalo.
Downtown, you're close to Redomax.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, Redomax, the beaches. You can have a boat there, all kinds of fun things to do.
Mm-hmm. 18722 Parkview Drive in New Buffalo is the address. The listing price is $193,000. Again, three bedrooms, one full bath, 1,000 square feet on the main level, and another 1,000 square feet on the finished end of a bi-level. So it's odd. We could have a little discussion on this and why Michigan doesn't count basements.
You know,
is there a long history there?
It's not Michigan. It's National Association of Realtors has set the standard that it's always above grade when they talk about finished square foot. However, our friends over at Zillow have decided that who cares about those standards? And they have, if you look at the Zillow site, they will count all finished square foot. So whether it's above grade or below grade, so you could look at a house and one listing it says 1,000 square feet, and then Zillow may say 2,000 square feet. And people are scratching their head trying to figure out what's going on here. But for the average consumer, it's a great way to look at it.
Well, it also, you can run into other problems with that, particularly the way Zillow's describing them, because the appraisers can't do that.
No, appraisers cannot do that. And that's always been the bugaboo. And when I sit down, we spend a lot of time with people when they're listing their houses and go over the cost per square foot and look at the above grade finish level. And then all of a sudden, then they look at Zillow and they start asking questions. Why is Zillow different? So, you know, that's the way Zillow approaches it. So we have to.
Well, let me ask this, just because maybe I'm listing or I'm thinking about it, and I have a finished basement, walkout or not. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, rec room, pool table, maybe there's a spare bedroom and a spare bath there. How does that, there's got to be a difference in value for that as opposed to I have an unfinished basement. But again, that doesn't count in the square footage. How do you figure that kind of value in when you're saying, well, here's the listing price, other than you're going out to comparables, I know. But what kind of value does that get assigned?
That is an excellent question. The best way to do it is when we sit down to talk about a price range to list a house at or a strategy. We pick houses that already have the finished level basement in there that has sold in the last 6 to 12 months. That value is greater than a house with an unfinished basement. And so when you look at comparables, you try to find like homes with similar lower level square footage, finished, et cetera, you know. So.
But am I right in believing that an appraiser, for instance, going in, if I got a bedroom and a bath in the basement, even if that bedroom has an egress window or it's a walkout, the appraiser can't really count that as one of the full bedrooms and baths in the house because it's below grade.
Mm-hmm. But again, they're going to pull comparables
that have
the same thing. So the value is still there because somebody bought that house and paid a price for it. So that sets
or
the value.
Bought it at undervalue and then finished it. And now it compares to prices in a different level.
Absolutely.
But there isn't, there's so much variation between them. There isn't any way to say, well, if I finish the basement and add this bedroom and bath in here, and now I'm going to have another $20,000 in value. So if I spend $10,000, I'm still ahead of the game because it's not, there's not really that much of a science to it.
No, but the key thing here is you are going to get more value for your house if you finish your basement because everybody wants that extra space.
Well, sure. They want the place, the teenagers go downstairs, they have with the insulation like I have in my house between the basement ceiling and the floor and the main floor.
That's fun.
Doesn't work that well, but you know, but
yeah.
So finished basements are definitely an added value and a price, but I think you probably, if you were considering it, I'm going to finish it, or this is how we're going to remodel and finish it. You need to have a conversation with your favorite realtor to say, well, okay, on comparable basis, because it's hard to tell if you're not in the business to go out and look at the internet and say, okay, what's sold? What's not sold? Did it have a finished basement? Did it not have a finished basement? And what's that value difference between the two? It's just no clear-cut science.
That's why you have to work with an experienced local agent in the market where you're buying. They know the neighborhoods. They know the houses. They know what is comparable and what isn't. And it's very important. And we sit down with people and they say that this house is worth X, but it's on a slab, doesn't have a basement, and doesn't have a finished lower level either.
Right.
And so they don't understand that. So people coming in from outside the area don't necessarily understand the local market, and you have to.
Well, and sometimes we don't even understand that market in our neighborhood. Well, so and so's house sold for for $320,000, so I can get it. And you go, well, yeah, but they have 1,500 more square feet than you do, so you're not going to get that price.
So true.
We need to take care of a business again, and then we'll be right back with some more great listings you have. Mark and Mary Wortman, the Wortman team, mwortman.com is the website. At Properties, now number one in Berrien County, and the offices are in New Buffalo and in St. Joe. Mary's cell phone is 269-208-1753, and Mark's is 269-876-2929. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk about Real Estate. We're talking with Mark and Mary Wortman from the Wortman team at Properties, now number one in Berrien County. mwortman.com is the website. Mary's cell phone, 208-1753. Mark's is 876-2929. Last time you were here, we talked about that phenomenal home on Ridge Road in Stevensville. Give me an update.
Well, they've done such a good job fixing that house up. They've made some changes to it. If you saw it before when it was listed with someone else, you need to come back in and take another look at it. It really is showing very well. It sits back in the woods. You can't hardly see it from Ridge Road. So it's
that's a good thing.
Yeah, that is. And then the backyard is super nice with trees and ferns. And they have a large deck back there. And then they have the screened-in porch. So you can really enjoy the back there. And then if you want to stroll down to the lake, you do have deeded access with that home and you can watch the sunsets. There was a phenomenal sunset there a week or so ago. I mean, it didn't look real. So it's right there for you to enjoy. It's two bedrooms up, large bedrooms up, and then it has a main floor master. So that appeals to a lot of different audiences.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking, by the way, about 4232 Ridge Road, right?
Yes.
2,500 square feet, listing price of $509,900, three bedrooms and 2.5 baths. And it just has that beautiful, could be primary residence, but cottage,
yes,
secluded, restful kind of look to it.
And it's a Carol Ott built, so it is very well built. When you get in there, you feel how solid that house is. The center fireplace is incredible, very large. It's a focal point, something that you don't always see. Tall ceilings, they have the cathedral ceilings in there. Main floor laundry. It's a good house, and you really need to get
inside. Plus, you get deeded access to Lake Michigan.
Yes. Yep.
So this is not public access. I'm hanging out at Silver Beach or Lions Park.
Yeah.
It's great. Or wherever. This is private access just for the folks in the neighborhood.
Yeah, just like four houses.
Four houses only. Mm-hmm. So you'll know the neighbors fairly quick.
Yeah.
Even though they're not that close, because it's just a beautiful, secluded lot in the
large
woodland setting.
And since we were here last time, it has come down in price a little bit, too. So that's always
price reduction is always useful.
Yep. Yes.
So we have motivated sellers.
Yes.
Definitely.
The address is 4232 Ridge Road in Stevensville. Listing price $509,900. Reduced. Plenty of pictures available, interior and outside, at mwortman.com. And Mary's cell phone, 269-208-1753. Mark's is 269-876-2929. Let's jump out to Coloma. Is that all right?
That's great.
Close to where you guys live, too.
Mm-hmm.
4733 Shore Drive in Coloma. Lakefront property. $335,000 is the listing price. Originally built in 1962, four bedrooms and two full baths, 2,000 square feet, brick construction with a multi-tiered deck sitting out by the lake and their own dock.
This is a very unique house. When you drive by it, it looks like a traditional two-flat from Chicago. I mean, it has this definite look to it. And I don't know what the original intention of the house was, but it's definitely set up as a two-flat. So you have two kitchens, upper and a lower. There's two bedrooms on the lower level, two bedrooms on the upper level, full bath on both levels, and then all these decks. So the current owner, they totally renovated the house. NOAC Construction out at Coloma did it. So nobody's lived in it since the renovation has been done. So it still smells new. I mean, it's a beautiful house. And the current owners used it as their family getaway, but when it needed to be, they could rent the top half or rent the lower half and still use it. So it's one of those houses that's very unique. It has lots of income potential, or just enjoy it. And it is on Paw Lake. It's right there in the channel area, which is
very nice.
Nice, yes.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get on the lake for $300,000.
It is.
New.
Mm-hmm. Well, and especially when you're talking about it, I got four bedrooms and two baths.
Mm-hmm.
So I could live in the upper half, rent the bottom half to a couple of Lake Michigan college students.
No, that's a good idea.
Or, you know, depending, I could put the in-laws down there.
Or you could do some weekly rentals during the year and during the summer. And
a little B&B.
Yeah, take advantage of that.
And generate some revenue that way. Yeah, I think they're generating, of course it's Mountain View, but they're generating $6,000 to $8,000 a month. Let's see. We're going to jump way over to Three Rivers, which isn't really that far. But 11247 Lakeshore Drive and Three Rivers. Does Lakeshore Drive mean there's water nearby, Mark?
Absolutely. This one is really cool. This one is on Quarry Lake. And if you're not familiar with Quarry Lake, you owe it to yourself to take a look. It is one of the best lakes in the area. It's not far from Diamond Lake. Actually, it's about 10 miles east of Diamond Lake. And it's a phenomenal lake. And this house is equally phenomenal. It was built by the Amish. It's three stories, and the front of the house is all glass. So when you are in this house, depending on your first, second, or third floor, you got a full view of the lake, and wow, it is great. The other nice thing is, besides the wonderful water quality in the sandy beach, is this house comes with all the water toys. So they have pontoons and kayaks and motorboat, and it's all included. So just bring your flip-flops, and you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. And five full bedrooms, three baths, so you're nobody's fighting over a bathroom, 3,600 mm-hmm. square feet. And yeah, you have to go out to the website, mwartmut.com, and then the address is 11247 Lakeshore Drive in Three Rivers. You got to see the pictures, because surrounded by trees in the back, the three stories of glass are just just gorgeous.
They said it was a design that they got when they were up near Mackinac. So there is another house like this somewhere in Michigan, but I've never seen it. It is phenomenal. It's very unique.
Listing price is $725,000. And again, Mark's cell phone is 876-2929. Mary's 208-1753. And website mwartmut.com. Let's talk just for a little bit as we wrap up tonight about, so I have family getting ready to put grandpa's house and grandma's house back. This is the house my parents grew up in, or my mom grew up in, aunts and uncles. My dad lived in a different house.
Oh, I love it. Okay. So that sounds like a cool
story. We're not
story.
Siblings marrying each other. Not Arkansas.
All right.
Oh, that's funny. It was at Sears Kit Construction House. And
those are cool.
They put up
they
in the,
are.
Must have been in the late 40s, must have been in the early 50s, either or, with a two-car heated garage attached to a screen porch. And, but the house is getting ready to go back in the market. So they flew in from Washington, D.C. and California this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
And we were walking through in the house going, well, that 1952 oil furnace is going to have to get replaced because it probably won't pass a lot of inspections. But things that sellers need to do or can do to help get the house ready for the market. And there are just a lot of us who are in that place where grandparents' house or parents' house, it's time to get that back on the market.
Well, a lot of times we'll find that a roof is leaking. It's hard to believe, but the people let it go. And it, even though it's very expensive, to go ahead and get that done before it goes on the market, you will get that money back. And it will sell quicker, and you won't have a problem during the home inspection, which a lot of times they'll ask for much more than what the cost of the roof is. So that's a big one, and it's hard for sellers to understand that. And they, boy, you know, I hate to put the money into it we're selling, but you know, it's important. That
well, one of the reasons it's important too is because the roof is structural.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, if you're talking one of the other government-type loans, they want that done before you close. So if the inspection shows it.
Yep. So you might as well just find your own person to put the roof on. You spend less than if you get a buyer involved that maybe will ask for a different type of roof that you were and you weren't planning on putting
Or we're going to hold 1.5 times the amount of the roof until it gets done to make sure that the costs get covered. And that could just be a mess.
Oh, it sure can. So that's a big deal. The easy things are decluttering, packing up things that you don't use every day, just trying to make the house look a little bit more pleasant to all parties, all different kinds of people. They really don't want to see your stuff. And then painting is another thing that you can do, not that expensive. But
remove
really,
all the wallpaper, too.
Yeah, take the wallpaper down.
By the way,
let
me think if I got, water and fabric softener.
Oh, okay.
We'll dissolve the glue on the wallpaper, make it easy to come off and clean, as opposed to the other chemicals you're buying or the heat gun thing.
I've removed
a lot of wallpaper.
Yeah, I have heard that. That's really good. One other thing that if you're wanting a little bit more for your home, if you can get some kind of package on new appliances, it can really go a long ways, because kitchens and bathrooms, they really help sell a house. So I know that Home Depot, Lowe's, a lot of places offer a package where you get all new appliances and they give you a discount. So that might be something, just depending. We get into all sorts of different situations where we get black stove, white refrigerator, maybe a stainless dishwasher. You know, through the years when things break, they purchase one of the larger appliances, but they don't match. And that
they didn't update the others. Yeah,
yeah, and that doesn't.
And we still see houses with avocado and Harvest Gold and shag carpeting, and
that's another big one. And the kitchens do help sell a home, so it's well worth it.
Well, and we talked about how far out builders are, and some contractors as well. But a lot of people don't know that. I'm pretty sure with Lowe's, I know with Home Depot because I've financed them. They have folks who will do that installation for you.
Oh, yeah. So it's so easy.
Just if you're not doing it yourself.
And we have a group of people we work with that we suggest to our clients as well that are available to do some of this stuff.
Sure. And so, you know, the quality of their work and reputation, it's going to get done on time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is something we go through whenever we list a house. It doesn't matter if it's grandma's house or it's your house. We go through and we do help people understand what they have to do to get the most money for their house. And the whole attitude of the buyers today is, and it doesn't matter which age group you're talking about, they want the keys, they want to move into the house, and they don't want to do anything. So they want to just live in the house and enjoy it. You have to do these things up front, and you will actually make more money if you spend the money up front and do it right.
That's right.
Anything else you want to talk about? You got a lot of great listings. You got open houses coming up this weekend?
Not this week. Well, yes, I do. Actually, on Saturday, I'm the one we talked about in Shore Lane. I've got that one open from 2 to 4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's over in Pawpaw Lake. Sunday being Father's Day, we are kind of
staying with the family.
We're going to stay with the family. That's a good way of putting it. And then we've got some
grand family coming
back.
They're
coming soon.
They're coming soon.
A couple weeks.
Summer is here. The heat's rising, so we're going to head out to the lake.
Yay.
Enjoy all the great lakes we have here.
Yeah, I was just at the Pawpaw Lake Yacht Club last week for an event and going, wow, it's just so beautiful.
It is.
Out here.
Yes.
I promised the Boy Scouts as a former Eagle Scout, Mark, that if we hit our campaigns for this next year, that I will go swimming out into Pawpaw Lake in a full suit and tie. Maybe 50 yards and back.
I want to see
could
that.
Be 20 yards and back. We'll see. Well, you want to
get
a
video?
I
only
do.
Only $43,000 a year we need to find.
And you're going
to
do this in November, you said?
No. The annual meeting's in June.
Oh, okay.
It's coming up.
November actually wouldn't be that bad.
It's pretty cold.
But the suit will keep me warm.
Yeah, that's right.
Not very well.
Well, have a great weekend and happy fathers and grandfathers.
You too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Mark and Mary Wartman at Properties, the number one broker in Berrien County. Mark's phone number is 876-2929. Mary's is 208-1753. The website, again, for all the properties and others they have listed, because there are over 30 gorgeous homes listed out there, is mwartman.com. We will talk to you again soon. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying homes in Southwest Michigan. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.